It's Thursday, the 5th of January. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Another tough night in Manhattan, Kansas for the Texas A&M women's basketball team. Yep, they've lost twice there in 2 years now. The Aggie women lost there last year. It was the only team other than Baylor to beat them last year. And now the Aggies are 0-1 in the Big 12 for the first time since Kansas State beat them at Reed Arena in 2008. It was overtime yesterday. On the court, the Aggies let Mariah White drive the length of the court and get a bank shot with 1.6 seconds left in OT. And that gave Kansas State a 71-69 win over the defending national champions. The Aggies had an 11-point lead with Kelsey Bones' layup to start the second half, but then a basket later, K-State went on a 14-4 run to go up by one. That was just 5 minutes later. The game was tied four times after that, including at the end of regulation. A&M tied it 69-all with Bones' bucket with 2:03 left in overtime, but that was A&M's final points of the game. K-State would just score one more time, and that was White's winning drive to the hoop. After the game, Associate Head Coach Vic Schaefer visited with Mike Wright.
The second half, they shot the ball obviously a lot better than they did the first. I thought the key to the game was two things. One, us turning the ball over to start the second half. And then two, when Carter had the Charlie horse and came out, we were up five. Yeah. By the time we got her back in, it was either 1 point or tied. You know, it's certainly disconcerting to play that hard and be in that kind of game and, you know, shoot free throws like we did, 10 for 19 on the road. Those are little intangibles that you got to do. You know you're never going to go in somebody else's building, just shoot it real good.
9-3 Aggies will try to regroup to host Oklahoma Sunday at 2.
It's a learning experience. You got to go home, get ready for OU, and got to do your best to play, you know, play better.
Oklahoma beat Iowa State 80-51 last night in Norman. Number one ranked Baylor women beat Missouri 90-46. Also in women's play, Kansas beat Texas, and Texas Tech went to 13-0 for the season. They beat Oklahoma State. Aggie men's basketball team will play their Big 12 home opener Saturday at 3 o'clock when they host Iowa State. The Cyclones will come in on fire as they beat Texas in Ames last night, 77-71 in their home Big 12 opener. Also in men's play last night in the Big 12, Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech 67-59. And a big win in Lawrence, Kansas as Kansas beat K-State 67-49. Former A&M interim football coach Tim DeRuiter has just about completed his staff at Fresno State, and two of those are following him from A&M, it was announced yesterday. Nick Toth is the new defensive coordinator and linebackers coach, and Aggie grad assistant and former A&M defensive back Jordan Peterson will be a defensive backs assistant for the Bulldogs. DeRuiter also landed former Southern Cal All-American and six-time Pro Bowler Tim McDonald to coach the Fresno secondary. No official word yet from A&M coach Kevin Sumlin about the staff hirings for the Aggies. Tex-Aggs Billy Lucci, though, reports that one Sherman assistant, defensive line coach Terrell Williams, will be retained, and that coming over from Sumlin's Houston Cougar staff will be quarterback coach and offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, the former Texas Tech quarterback from New Braunfels. He confirmed that he's coming to Aggieland with the Houston Chronicle. Also, Lucci says offensive line coach B.J. Anderson and running backs coach Clarence McKinney is coming, as well as former Kansas assistant David Beatty, but nothing official from Sumlin or A&M yet on that. There was a bowl game last night, and it was a runaway. Yeah, Clemson was favored by 3 over West Virginia, but it was all Mountaineers. They scored 7 first-half touchdowns, 49 points. Ended up beating the Clemson Tigers 70-33 in the Orange Bowl. Geno Smith tied an all-time College Bowl record with 6 touchdown passes. Tavon Austin caught 4 of those. The Mountaineers finish at 10-3 as they get ready to head to the Big 12 next year. There's 4 bowl games left, but there's none today. Tomorrow night, Kansas State will meet Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl in Arlington. Then there's a couple of minor Alabama bowls that sneak into the schedule. Pitt meeting SMU in the BBVA Compass Bowl at Birmingham Saturday. And Arkansas State meets Northern Illinois in the GoDaddy.com Bowl in Mobile on Sunday. But then the BCS Championship in New Orleans with LSU meeting Alabama on Monday night. For number one, LSU is just a short drive south. For number two, Alabama, a quick plane flight. They're both in New Orleans now to prepare for the Monday night game at the Superdome. The Tigers and the Crimson Tide were greeted by brass bands and some fans already in place for Monday's first ever championship featuring teams from the same conference. Alabama coach Nick Saban says when it comes to competition, this is about as good as it gets. LSU nipped Alabama 9-6 in overtime in November. Dirk Nowitzki had 20 points in his 1,000th NBA game to lead the Dallas Mavericks to a 98-89 victory over the Phoenix Suns last night. Tony Parker scored 10 points in the fourth quarter to help the San Antonio Spurs beat Golden State last night 101-95. And Blake Griffin scored 22 points last night as the L.A. Clippers cruised to a 117-89 win over the Houston Rockets. And the Eagle reports that some 80 men have applied for the head coaching job at Bryan High School, with still 4 days left before the application deadline. Athletics Director Harry Francis told the paper that he expects the interviews to start next week and hopes to have a new coach hired by the end of the month or recommended to the Board of Trustees. That would be before the UIL realignment is announced on February the 2nd. And that's a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.